I'm delighted. It's we dominated the game. I think Dunfermline scored with a one attempt on goal, and that happens in cup football. I am really proud of the players because they had to show a lot of character today. I know that maybe some of them weren't at their best, but that's totally understandable. I've been in that situation myself after Champions League game. It can be a bit leggy, a bit of fatigue. But we dominated the game, we had loads of chances, and didn't deserve the game to go to extra time, but we did, and then we showed a lot of character to go on and win the game. So yeah, I'm delighted we're in the next round, and I'm delighted that the character they showed, the patience that they had to show, and it's a really good test. And you have to give Dunfermline a lot of credit. You know, they defended brilliantly, they came with a game plan, and I didn't think we struggled, but you know, we didn't cut them open as much as we'd like. But you know, when you got a block of 10, it's at times it's difficult to break down.
You pulled the whole players together at full time. What did you?
Just told them I was proud of them. You know, they'll come through a really stiff test of character, real examination, and they'll come out of it the other side. They won't see it the way I see it. I played in a great Celtic team, and we had days like that. You know, remember a penalty shootout against Partick Thistle. I think it went to 10-8 or something like that, and they were a championship team at the time. So you know, I got knocked out by Morton, you know, in the last season here, the first time round. So, yeah, they've come through a very, very stiff examination, psychologically rather than a football one.
Their equaliser came just after Chris Iyer went off injured,
is he? Yeah, he popped the shoulder. I think it's back in place now, so we're hoping he should be okay for Thursday. A really important player for us, obviously. But we're hoping he'll be okay. The rest of them, Mikey had cramp. I thought Mikey was outstanding. Really, really great performance. And Bolly just cramped up towards the end of the game as well. So they should be fine.
Do you feel that the players were reacting to the frustration of the crowd, which obviously was growing, especially after that?
Charles, they're human beings.
Right.
You know, they're human beings. And they've been through a difficult couple of days. You know, difficult to pick themselves up again after, you know, a disappointing defeat and the manner of it. And the exertions that they put in. But they've come through it, and it can flip again very quickly. I don't think, I said last week, we're not going to beat teams 7-5 every week. I don't want us to grind out results either, but we could have won the game comfortably, and we had good control of the game, and I'm pleased. I'm pleased to be in the next round, and you know, congratulations to Dunfermline on a really good performance from them.
You've got a couple of Christopher's international teammates, two fullbacks. Is there anything you can tell us about
the player? Nothing at the minute, no.
Jonathan Avalavi was watching.
Yeah, he's here. Young lad from Southampton. So send him on a free transfer, and you know, one that's a developing one.
How long's the deal?
That's a good question. I think it's 2 years.
Is he for the first team deal, or is he more?
I think he's sort of, you know, on the cusp, you know, so he will come in and train with us, and we'll get a good look at him over the next few weeks, and then decide, you know, what we want to do with him in terms of where his progression is in that step. But he had a great tournament in the Euros, and we feel he's raw, but he's got, you know, good potential.
Chris Sutton
says a lot of things. I wouldn't like, you know, take Chris Sutton's word as gospel.
Did you think it mixed up more today in terms of the personnel, because as you say, players can be leggy?
It's that sort of fine line where you know, with the likes of Edward and Christie, with them being in great form, you know, you just want to, if they're enjoying the football and they're training well, just keep them going.
And was there an element of getting back in the saddle again or something?
Yeah.
Sometimes as well?
Yeah. Listen, I refer back to the Morton game where I made a lot of changes in between, you know, qualifiers, and you know, it cost us, so you're always mindful of that as well. We could have lost the game today through a freak goal or something like that, but we didn't. We prevailed. It might have been frustrating at times for the supporters, but we showed a lot of patience and we got there in the end.
Not a chance to have a look at Ollie and Christopher as well. How do you think they did, and how do you think they're progressing?
Did fine after, you know, a wee bit of a shaky start, but you know, came on to a really good game as the game went on, so that'll do again the world of good. You know, it's a test of character sometimes, not just your footballing ability. And, you know, they've seen it now. They've seen great nights, I've seen frustrating times as well, or frustrating games. So it's all part of, you know, adapting to life here in Glasgow. Yeah, because the lottery then, you know, so grateful that Jamesy came up with the winner. But listen, in my view, and it's just my crappy opinion, we thoroughly deserved it. You know, thoroughly deserved it. You know, and it's difficult at times to break teams down. You know, but we kept going, kept going, kept proving, and got the goal in the end. So we're in the next round. That's the most important thing, and the players now get a welcome day off. Don't know about Beanie. You know, but Brownie's just being rested, so you know he'll be back in contention, obviously. Trying to think who else. Jozo, you know, we give Jozo a rest as well, the knee. He was a little bit sore yesterday, so you know, Jozo should be back in contention as well.
Did you have any new additions before?
Possibly. Maybe cup tied though. Maybe.
You started with a back three, but after about 3 minutes you changed to a back four. What was your thinking behind that?
Just weren't causing them enough problems in the wider areas, and you know, they put in like a lot of players centrally as well to stop the flow into the strikers. So we just changed it up a little bit to give it more width and get the fullbacks. You know, at times you get 3 centre-halves marking one, you know, and you know that's a waste of a player really. So basically, we just sort of jigged it around a little bit just to, you know, be a little bit more forward thinking.
We had 36 shots on target.
How many?
36.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
are you satisfied with the quality of the shots?
I don't know what you mean.
Are they coming from a bit too far out?
No, but sometimes, you know, when you've got that amount of bodies in front, you've got to take shots. Yeah. I want them to shoot. You've seen great. I mean, you see Sky all the time. You know, you see the Gerrards, the Lampards, the Scholes, you know, they score goals from outside the box. And I encourage that from my players because sometimes it's difficult to play intricately through teams. Sometimes, you know, a 25-yarder does the job. You know, the goalie made some great saves. I don't discourage any of my players taking shots as long as they have the belief that they're going to hit the target or work the goalkeeper, because then anything can happen after that. 36. So we couldn't have played that badly then, you know. And you know, I'm not massive on stats. The one stat I do look out for is attempts on goal, because if that's, you know, round about over 20, then we're doing something right. Okay, guys, thanks.